Hey everybody, you're listening to Matt and Matt. We're a new podcast brought to you by two best friends who live in Chicago. Each week we'll be giving you a short 20 to 30 minute rundown of what's going on in the weekend ahead. We're talking about festivals, new restaurant openings, new bars, musicals, concerts, things that are going on. We'll also digest what we did the previous weekend and give you recommendations on stuff that you don't want to miss. I'm Matt Lind. I'm a real estate agent in Chicago. My best friend, Matt Morgan, is an interior designer. You can follow him at Matthew Morgan Designs. We'll have tons of information for you, and we hope you follow us this summer and in the year to come. Thanks. You're listening to the Matt and Matt podcast for the weekend of Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st. I'm Matt.
I'm Matt.
But my name's first.
My name's first. I was born originally first.
That's unfortunate for you. We're here to tell you what's going on around Chicago. Matt's an interior designer and event designer. I'm a real estate agent, and there's a ton going on in the summer that we don't
want to. And we're two best friends.
We're two acquaintances. That have been at most of these events, like to spend our summers in Chicago and want to share what's going on with you. We have some experience and some stories.
A lot of experience.
A lot of experience in certain areas. So we just got off of Memorial Day, which is traditionally the
IML weekend.
IML weekend is one thing that goes on during that. It's also a big weekend for tourism in Chicago. It kind of kicks off the summer tourist season. We had some rain, we had some sun, we had some friends in, we went to some restaurants. So we're going to talk a little bit today about some of the things we did, and then looking ahead toward this weekend, May 31st and June, getting into June here, what's going on in Chicago in case you don't have plans and want to make them. Matt, what did you do this past weekend?
So we did go to IML.
You had to get right into that, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't spend a ton of time there. It's not really totally my scene for sure, but it was fun, and it definitely drives a lot of tourism in Chicago.
And for those of you who don't know what Matt's talking about, IML is the annual International Mr. Leather competition that takes place downtown at the Hilton.
No, it's at the Congress.
It's the Congress, okay, yeah.
So don't show up at the Hilton. It used to be at like the Marriott, but it's at the Congress, and it's just basically like a bunch of leather guys who, you know, are into different like leather fetishes, from getting their boots shined to wearing harnesses to pretending that they're dogs. There was just a whole bunch of scene there.
It's quite a scene. And did you partake in any of the leather wearing?
I walked around. I people watched. I didn't actually wear the leather harnesses are $200. So I went with a friend who had never been before. I'd been. It was fun. It's kind of like something that I, you know, I mean, like I said, in Boys Town, at least, it definitely, the convention is downtown, and it overtakes, like, Boys Town, because it drives a huge gay population. Memorial Day weekend, it's just known for that. There was also, like, the Gay Porn Awards, I think, this weekend in Chicago for the first time ever, too.
Excellent. Yeah, I didn't know about that one. I'm sorry for our listeners to have not been able there to tell you ahead of time. But yeah, definitely an interesting people watching event. Also, it's fun to watch other people watching IML.
Yeah.
Because they're always, it's right on Michigan Avenue. So one of the fun things to do is to just try to spot the people who don't know,
like,
what's
Judy
going on.
From Iowa, who's like, okay, what's happening here?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
With her three kids who just happen to be, you know, going to the Art Institute or something. Well, IMO will be back next year for those of you that missed it, and we'll certainly be talking about it ahead of time.
How was getting away from IMO, but how was Sierra? What did you think?
Yeah, so I went to Sierra over in Fulton Market.
This is in the new Hoxton Hotel in the West Loop.
The Hoxton Hotel, yeah. It was a so Mediterranean restaurant, really nice hotel there, great drinks.
I feel like every single restaurant that's opening right now is a Mediterranean restaurant.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's like ABBA, there's Sierra, there's the one that's on top of the Hoxton. I don't know.
Roti.
Roti.
The new Roti opening up.
Yeah,
I dreamed falafel.
It was really good. They had a really broad menu, like a lot of stuff like you're saying here. It's like a shared plates concept too. So they had some smaller stuff that we shared, some larger dishes, the cocktails.
Sexy hotel,
were good.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really cool hotel. Actually, I don't know, and I was asked this at the time, I didn't know if that, so is that reconverted from an old factory? Is that a brand new?
I don't know. That's
either.
A good question. It looks brand new inside. It's like 40, 50 foot tall ceilings in the lobby. It is a hotel. And then they have a restaurant on the first floor that's called Sierra. That's this restaurant that we're talking about. And then a restaurant up top, which I went to like the opening party of, but I cannot, it was like an opening night thing and they didn't actually like sit down dinner. They just had like appetizers.
Just to see the space kind of.
But, and what's that one called?
Oh gosh. See how much homework I did for this episode.
Yeah,
it's another restaurant.
It's another restaurant, but Sierra is always very easy to get into, and people like that talk about the Hoxton that are like, oh, it's impossible to get a reservation there because it is a newer hotel. They're usually talking about the restaurant upstairs that we don't know the name of. We don't even know the name of
it. So Sierra's a good plan B.
But Sierra's a good plan B, which was exactly what happened on Sunday, right? It was your plan B.
Right, it actually was. We were going to go somewhere else, and so we were able to actually sit and have drinks, let them know we were there. They were very accommodating. They didn't seem very busy. It was Memorial Day, Monday, but I'm going to do some Googling here and find out the...
Yeah, but it's... Did you get the chorizo?
I did.
Oh, yeah. It was like amazing. A chorizo hummus.
Right.
That I thought was so weird. I was like, not sure if it was very served hot or not, but I thought that was good. And what else did you get?
Their antipasto type platter. I don't know if it was called that. Okay. It had a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
So we had friends in town. We did a little bit of house hunting. So I was running around. I didn't really get a good chance to...
We went and saw Cirque.
We did actually see Cirque.
Yeah, what's that Cirque show called?
So Volta.
Volta. Yeah. So good. I was saying this. I feel like I've been to, no joke, probably 6 or 7 Cirque shows. And I feel like now when people are like, oh, are you interested in a Cirque show? I'm kind of like, been there, done that. Every single time I go to a Cirque show, I'm like, this is the most amazing, insane, like, just... entertainment ever. It really is. And Volta, I thought was it'll Volta you.
it'll shock you. I wasn't so sure about what.
It's just a volt of energy is what I meant.
Well, I thought there might be some play on electricity, like you're obviously stretching for here, but
no,
it's got
I'm
this
talking
weird
about
like
volt. Like it's a volt of energy.
Right. Like a and it's a lot of bright colors. It's a lot of like what do you think they were going for? Like Native American motif, sort of, with the paints and the colors?
Yeah, like this like weird, like Mexican-American.
Yeah.
Like, although Cirque did an Avatar show.
Okay.
Did you know that? I think they did an Avatar show. Or maybe I'm making that up, but I'm pretty sure that they did. But this was, I think it was just like, seriously, like a volt of energy. Like it was like... this crazy, like, electric, like, neon, weird, there definitely was some, like, bizarre, like, cell phone thing going on.
Yeah, they all had this. Well, there was this, they play.
The main character, you know, I feel like Cirque shows are not really, nobody's really watching the storyline.
There is a storyline, right? And it's really kind of left open to interpretation, but yeah, there was some kind of modern... nod. A lot of them had like they were taking selfies and like, they had these photos.
They were obsessed with that kid because he had blue hair, which I thought at first they were making fun of him for having blue hair, but then I think that he was like a celebrity.
I think
and
by
they were,
the
like,
end,
following him around.
Yeah, well, we won't, not to ruin the which you the can't ruin because it's so loose and it doesn't really care.
I would just go see it. It's fun. It's how long is that in town?
That's till the 6th of July, and they bill it it's set up there, I knew something. And it's set up there south of Soldier Field. There's tons of tickets through the 6th of July. Definitely
big
worth
tent.
Seeing. Big tent. Get to do the whole circus thing, popcorn clowns.
Cotton candy,
some very good-looking performers. It's a
very good-looking performers. There was a tricyclist that literally... there are people doing flips and... acrobatics and jumping through hoops the size of a foot diameter from 100 yards away. I mean, not really, but there was some crazy stuff happening, and this guy just came out on a tricycle, and people were like, "Woo!" Like, yeah. He's that good.
Yeah, he might get up.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go through some of the things that are coming up this weekend. It's supposed to be nice. Let me take a look at the weather here. Although it hasn't mattered, I haven't planned for the weather because you haven't been able to the last few weeks. You just have to kind of deal with what we've been thrown. It's been
Monday. It was like rainy all day, and then all of a sudden, or no, it was super nice in the morning, and then all of a sudden at 1 it was disgusting, and then by 3 it was nice. That's just like a Chicago thing right now. You just kind of gotta.
Yeah.
Who knows where Mother Nature's gonna take you?
Yep. So.
Oh, you know what else I did this weekend?
What's
that's always there, the new Allbirds store.
Oh, excellent.
Where's it's down on Armitage. Do you know what Allbirds are?
I do, but you didn't. So for those of you, so they don't make the same mistake, and you got really shamed.
Love them, though. I was down there, and I got another pair. I have a green pair now. They're the most comfortable shoes ever, and I did kind of get shamed because I walked into the Allbirds store. And this was like 3 weeks ago, and I bought a pair in navy blue because they were like, oh, you haven't heard of Allbirds? And the store was packed, and I kind of felt like an idiot because they were like, oh, they're all over Instagram. And I'm like a 95-year-old grandpa when it comes to like that kind of stuff. But if they
Don't you have like a successful Instagram handle though?
I don't know how it happened, really. But follow me at Matthew Morgan Designs.
One of our sponsors.
Yes. Oh, is he a sponsor of this podcast?
I mean, he's
oh, okay.
He's a producer, he's talent, he's a sponsor.
Okay, yeah. He's talent. I don't know that he's a sponsor.
I'm not giving you money for this.
But so, yeah, we went there and it was, they have amazing shoes made out of natural different materials. Birds. They made it come out of trees, actually.
Oh.
You can get them out of wool or you can get them out of trees. And I got one made out of trees and here's the best thing about them.
You lost me.
They're super comfortable, but you can wash them. So you can wear them and you can wash them. They're 100% machine washable.
They don't decompose.
No, they don't decompose even though they're trees. Huh. So, what'd you find out about the weather?
So, are they recycled trees or are they cutting down trees to make these shoes?
I believe that they're cutting down trees, but they're in the rainforest, so they're not close to us. It doesn't matter.
There's plenty of them.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Well, so the weather here, looking at the Thursday into Friday, it looks like Friday is going to be warmer. High of 78, but a 20% chance of rain. Saturday, high of 65, scattered thunderstorms. Sunny looks like maybe the best chance of sun on Sunday, but
Sunday.
But the temperature looks like all over the board again. So I don't think we're in sustained warm weather until next week. But looking ahead to the 7th and 8th, that looks like it's starting to maybe warm up and not as many showers. So
when do I plant my flowers?
I have been wondering the same thing. I know. Usually by May.
So what's happening this weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend you got a huge lineup of stuff going on in terms of fests. Just gonna rattle some of these off here. And Matt, why don't I say the festival and you tell me a story that you associate with that festival. So
okay.
All right. So first up, the Chicago Gospel Music Festival.
I've been to gospel brunch at House of Blues.
And I assume it's the exact same thing, but just
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, this is in the Loop.
Okay.
This is May 31st and June 1st, so Friday and Saturday here. If you're interested in checking that out, celebrating the great influence of the music genre born in this city more than 80 years ago, the Chicago Gospel Music Festival will present top gospel artists in the country. So if you don't want to go to church this week, you can stop by and testify. So
will they have a confession booth there?
I think the gospel is like open confession where you.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I'm Catholic.
A gospel it's so much fun. And I will say, though I haven't been to that festival that I remember, Chicago got the gospel brunch at House of Museum or at House of Blues. is a really great thing to do on a Sunday. It's a mimosa brunch, and it's 2 hours, and it's bottomless mimosas. They give you a nice brunch buffet, and they have live gospel bands on stage. I think it's like $45 a ticket, but it's so worth it. Cool. And a total blast. But this weekend, you don't even have to do that. It sounds like you go to this brunch, or not this brunch, but this fest, and that would be fun. Yeah. What else is going on?
Absolutely. So we also have Linkin Park Greek Fest this weekend. Not to shit on Linkin Park, but there already is a Greek Fest in Greek Town at the end of the summer. Am I right?
Linkin Park Greek Fest isn't this weekend.
It is.
No.
May 31st to June 2nd.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you thinking
about that? Well, because there was a Linkin Park Greek Fest that was like 3 weeks ago. And you know,
they've had too many fests already, and they probably all got rained out, which is what those uppity Linkin Park people.
That Greek church that's over on Wrightwood and Sheffield, and they did some sort of Greek fest.
St. George Creek. Yeah.
Okay, that might already be over.
This might be a rain
day. Double check on that.
This might be...
Oh, like it already happened?
Well, I don't know.
So I saw people walking around a few weeks ago with candles and stuff.
The Greeks are notoriously unreliable.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just going to put that
I don't know if that's true, but okay. All right. So what I would do is it sounds like we're unreliable on that information. I would check on that.
Yeah.
Make sure that is happening. Yeah. Okay. If it's on, it's on.
It looks
okay,
like
good.
They got a website going.
Go.
So go.
They got a website.
Have a Euro, Yasu.
Yes.
Opa.
Saganaki.
That is Friday 5 to 11, Saturday noon to 11, and Sunday noon to 10.
Cool.
So check that out. And help out the Greek community there. So the food's gonna be good. I'm almost sure of that. Taste of Mexico in the little village down by Cicero. Do Division Street in Wicker Park.
Do Division. Have we been there?
I don't think we've done. We've done that one yet.
It's like a Wicker Park fest. I'm sure we've been there. Do they have bands?
You know, there's so many of these. It looks like there's. Well, I think everybody. That's the complaint.
What bands? Sometimes there's bigger bands than others. I mean, sometimes all of a sudden they'll have like Smashing Pumpkins at one of these things.
Right. I don't see any of these.
Okay, just kind of your standard lineup
of locals.
Although this looks like it's a little bit more like maybe it's a little bit more like DJ focused than it is like
band focused.
You know, band at most of these fests, it's like you got 16 candles. You got the same kind of 80s cover bands or whatever, but this looks like it might be more music focused, mainly because I'm looking at the website and they have like a hand that's like, hey, rock on.
Like the rock out
hand. Yeah. So that to me would mean music inclined.
All right, well, definitely avoid that one personally.
You don't like music?
I don't even like DJs. That's not doing anything to me. June 1st, Chicago Ale Fest in the Loop.
Love ale.
Probably not going to go to the Loop for it. June 1st, also North Shore Pride Fest. I'm going to guess that's a gay thing.
North Shore Pride Fest
in Highwood.
Highwood.
So June 1st, not to be remiss, June is LGBTQ plus History Month.
Yes.
I'm sure that that's what this is kicking off. Toward the end of the month here, we'll have the Chicago Pride Parade. Throughout the month of June, there's all kinds of stuff going on in these different localities. If you happen to be in Highwood,
drag show and taste the rainbow.
There you go.
Adult only pub crawl. Okay.
Again, this might be one to go for the people watching. If you have nothing else going on, but to kick off Pride Month, that's what's going on there.
Are you like into watching just gay people just at a street fest. I don't know that we just talked about crazy people watching. I mean, I think that men walking around in dog suits is a little bit more people watching than just like a gay person. Yeah. Not that that's not normal.
I just feel like the suburban pride celebrations would be kind of funny.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know. Well, in a cute way.
Let's go.
In a cute way.
What else?
Anything? We got Spring Zing in Lincoln Park.
Oh, Spring Zing! Spring Zing!
No idea what that is, but the website here for Spring Zing, Saturday, June 1st, 1-3. Nothing says magic like a Lincoln Central event, and the magic will be back for our popular, family-friendly Spring Zing.
Okay, wait. This is a magic festival?
This is a magic show.
Oh.
At the corner of Lincoln and Dickens, between Lincoln and Larrabee. At Spring Zing, you'll have the opportunity to meet your elected officials, watch quality professional entertainment, enjoy tasty food. Best of all, you'll be able to mingle with... This is such a long description. Jesus.
I'm really interested, though, seeing magicians lately. And I feel like that's like something we don't ever do. We should go to a magic show.
I honestly
they have
don't.
That magic show that opened up on Halsted. It's one of my favorite things.
As I read through this, I just think this is a lame block party, but that they're like co-opting magic. They're using magic descriptively. Nothing says magic like an event. And the magic will be back, but there's no magic.
Okay. Just that's how you get tricked. That's how you get tricked. So this podcast is here to help you people.
Yeah, we don't want you showing up with your David Copperfield.
Exactly. Looking for some magic and there ain't no magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-mm. So this, to be clear, don't go to this. Saturday, June 1st, stay away from Lincoln Central Park.
And if we find out next week that it is actually indeed a magic festival and you didn't go, then our apologies. Yeah. We will apologize.
It doesn't look like it. Okay. This is like bike safety, self-defense. This looks
terrible. Bye. Disappear.
Yep. Don't go. Spring Zing, off the list. Lincoln Hub Nest. Never heard of it. It's in Lakeview.
We both live in Lake.
Yeah, this is our neighborhood. We don't even know what it is. Lincoln Hub Nest, a market for all your home needs.
Okay, cool.
Think of it as a way cool urban flea market. Maybe this is the thing that Missy was talking about.
No, I told you that's at Sleepy Village. This, in Logan Square.
This is four blocks from you. This is at Wellington in Southport. It looks like it's west of St. Alphonsus Church there.
Okay.
Think of it as a way cool urban
where the Scientology place is.
A little bit west of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because so this by. Could be a Scientology
event. It could be a Scientology event. Could be a Scientology event. That looks just like a flea market. It's kind of a garage sale. Terrible name. Wing Out Chicago. I'm going to guess that's a wing fest over in Old Town. When you say wings in Old Town, what comes to mind? I think of ribs. I think of Twin Anchors. Wings in Old Town.
Wings in Old Town. Well, there's... You know who has really great wings is Bird's Nest. But that's in Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
But they win like best wings every year.
Yeah, they are good. Here's who's at Wing Out, actually.
Is Bird Nest?
Is Bird Nest? Because I'm going to go. I don't see them.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so 25 Degrees, Auntie Joy's Jamaican Kitchen, Bass Hit Barbecue, Broken Barrel Bar, Estrella Negra, Granero, Hopsmith, Houndstooth, Ironside, King's Dining, Max and Leo's, McQuethy's Sports Bar, Old Ground Social, Paisan's, Pork Chop, Ricketts, Ricketts, the Rabbit Hole, the Vig, which is actually in Old Town, the Whale, the Wild Hare, Whiskey Business, and Wings
Whiskey
Around.
Whiskey Business. I like that.
Started by a bartender with a speech impediment.
Whiskey Business.
Whiskey Business. And so that sounds cool. That's going to be there in Old Town off Eugenie, 456 West Eugenie at St. Michael's Church parking lot. One day event there. Check that out if you're looking for some wings.
So a lot to check out this weekend.
Okay, we're back with Matt, and I just want to talk about a few more fests going on this weekend, the weekend of the 31st and the 1st of June. So we're finally in summer. One of the things that's going on up in the Lincoln Square area would be Mayfest.
Get your Maypoles, girl.
Yes, I think that's what their official tagline is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a festival, kind of a...
This is a fun fest we've been to.
Beer fest.
No, it was like a German fest.
German
there
beer
was like
fest.
German brats and... We ran into your one girlfriend with the hot husband that just got married.
Oh, Erica.
So
yeah, that was a couple years
ago. If they're there, it's a fest definitely worth going to. Okay.
To ask her if she's going this year. Yeah, they, congrats to them.
They have like a carnival and they have big beer steins.
Yes.
And it's up
it
north
music.
In Lincoln Square, which I feel like we don't usually go up to that often.
Yeah,
but
get out and see Lincoln Square.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, absolutely. We already talked about Linkin Park Greek Fest, or as I like to say, Geek Fest.
Okay, all right.
A few more here.
This podcast is starting to seem like you're Greekophobic.
Yeah,
I think you insulted them last time. So.
I did actually. That's two for the Greeks.
Okay.
They borrow it. So Gold Coast Art Fair at Grant Park. That's in
Is it in Gold Coast or is it in Grant Park?
I know, that's bizarre. I guess they didn't have space for it there, so they're moving it down to Grant Park.
Okay, pick your neighborhood.
That sounds a little uppity.
Here's my thought. Pick your neighborhood.
That's right.
Not a fest I'm going to.
Not one you're going to go to. Think in terms of art fests coming up, not to get ahead, but Old Town Art Fair is the next weekend, the 8th to 9th, so we'll be talking about that a lot in our next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, it's radio talk for hurried along, hurried along. Out in Naperville, the wine walk, I don't even know. We're not going to talk about that. And then lastly here on my list, not necessarily the lastly of what's going on, but as far as what we know of, Porch Fest in Lakeview, which is up in the Southport area. And
your neighborhood.
My neighborhood, yeah, absolutely. So, say Southport and Roscoe area. As far as I know, it's a couple different houses that have donated their porch to actually house the music and other entertainment acts. So it's kind of like a block party, but it's on people's porches and then I presumably like walking through the streets. I don't know. I think it's new this year. It might be worth looking at.
It sounds like Chicago really is just looking for like pack in all summer fun. I mean,
yes.
Now they're just like, oh yeah, this is also a festival. We're having a party on our porch. Okay. No, I think that's just drunk on the porch.
It looks like kind of a unique concept. But it does actually look like it's all over. So Southport and then also some stuff going on at Wolfram, George, Wellington, and Nelson.
Are these people with like really nice porches or just random like houses in the neighborhood that you can stop? Like they didn't get a permit for the block party and so they're just like a bunch of friends.
I think they're just like they donate the porches. So probably some nicer homes that have like big porches if you picture kind of the...
I did that Hinsdale house walk tour couple like weeks ago. That was really fun because you like go from like kitchen to kitchen. It's like 10 homes that are like impeccably designed, like, you know,
you get to see how they
super
do that.
High-end interior designer like kitchens, and so you get to like go to these 10 different houses and one house has like hors d'oeuvres, another house has like desserts or wine or whatever.
And you just get
but sounds like hopefully porch parties like that.
Yeah, I think if you picture the kind of the iconic north side brick Chicago house with the big porch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the kind of porches they're trying to do with this. It's something that faces the street so that people can kind of actually use it as a stage without having to construct a stage. So,
let's go to that and then we can tell the audience if it's like BYOB or what the whole deal.
Well, check it out. There's a website for all of these, obviously. Just Google Porch Fest. We're not going to do the work for you.
No.
We're just telling you that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do the rest, shame on you. You're going to miss Porch Fest.
Yeah. The work that we did was we Googled.
We Googled.
You do know the second step.
Yeah. But I don't want to give away all of our secrets.
Oh.
So I'm not going to tell you the website.
No. It's not only that we Googled, it's that some of these we've been to. And we know our way around the city.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is your wrap up for Fest and goings-ons the weekend of May 31st and June 1st. Happy summer. Going to